New data shows an overwhelming majority of Colorado residents view the rising cost of living as a serious problem. Many are feeling the pinch in their own lives. A new poll from the Colorado Health Foundation shows that around 1 in 3 Coloradans have worked multiple jobs or more than they wanted to pay for housing. Joining me now to dive into the data is Jace Woodrum, Senior Officer of Public Opinion Insights for Colorado Health Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Before we get into the details, I see this new poll on housing and the cost of living as part of a broader suite of surveys being carried out by the Colorado Health Foundation. Talk about the big picture of the research that's coming out between now and the end of June.
Absolutely. Well, we conduct an annual poll every year. This is our third year now, and we do it to really hold up a mirror to Coloradans and reflect back their experiences, their worries, and their priorities. This year, we have so much that we've learned that we're rolling it out in a series of phases. So we're starting with data on cost of living and housing. We'll shift next to data about health and well-being, from healthcare access to mental health, and then we'll wrap it up, and we're really committed to transparency. So we'll make everything available. Every question will be released, and all of the in-depth details of the data will be available for folks to dig into.
Focusing on the new findings, looking at cost of living and housing specifically, what are the standouts?
You know, it's really been just a year since we heard in our poll that Coloradans were feeling some confidence in a rebounding economy. Our first time in the field in 2020, there was widespread concern about the economic impacts of COVID. We saw some increasing confidence last year, and this year now, this overwhelming sense of struggle and financial instability. So we're seeing that show up in a lot of different ways. We've got more people saying, I'm worse off financially than a year ago. More people worried about affording food for their families. More people are worried about being able to pay their rent or their mortgage. And just that kind of financial instability is really showing up across the board. And for some people, it's not just worry about the future. It's also the difficult sacrifices that they're making right now. We've got more people skipping meals because they can't afford food. And that has an impact on their health and well-being.
And when we say overwhelming majority or overwhelming concern, we're talking about in the range of 88%.
So 88% of Coloradans said the rising cost of living in this state is a very or extremely serious problem. When you dig under that, there are even more troubling numbers. We have 30% of people who say they're worried about losing their home because they can't afford the rent or the mortgage. That is a really shocking number. It's up 9 points from last year. And thinking about folks having to couch surf or being on the street because they can't afford to pay the rent or a mortgage, that's a really staggering figure.
You mentioned 9% since last year, but you've been doing these surveys for 3 years. How does it compare to when you first started doing these surveys?
So the concern about cost of housing and the number of folks who are struggling to afford the rent or the mortgage, that has been a consistent increase now for 3 years. And I'll tell you, it's important to note that this is not impacting all people equally. So people who are already living on low incomes, Latinos, Native Americans, and people with disabilities, they're all more likely to be struggling.
It's interesting to note that what have been, you know, long-standing hot-button issues that political actors have used to get voters to the polls, issues like immigration, taxes, infrastructure, those don't seem to be so much of a concern anymore.
Now, when you're worried about affording food to feed your kids, when you're worried about whether or not you can pay the rent, there's really nothing else that can top the list ahead of taking care of our families. And that's what Coloradans across the state are trying to do. But there are real barriers that are standing in the way.
you mentioned that certain groups are far more vulnerable financially, face an instability that other groups don't normally key into. Your survey broke down various demographic groups. I mean, also the people who are wealthy, people who are homeowners. I mean, what are some of the notable differences in priorities and concerns among different breakout groups?
So people who are living on low income is a really critical group to take a look at. Across income levels, we see concern about the rising cost of living. So if you make $100,000 or more, 83% say cost of living is a problem. If you make $50,000 or less, 94% say cost of living is a problem. So I would consider that across income, right? But it's only people who are living on low income who are having to make those difficult sacrifices. One third of people making $50,000 or less have skipped meals in the last year because they couldn't afford food. Compare that to only 4% of those high income earners. And we see that while we can all agree rising cost of living is a concern, it's a problem, we're nervous about it, we're talking about it at the dinner table, it's really only people living on low income, not higher income earners, who are feeling the pinch and the pressure. I also want to draw attention to Native Americans. It's rare at state level data to have enough conversations with Native Americans that we can really look at the data with confidence. And we had some amazing community partners who helped us talk to more Native Americans. And there's a real story here that we need to be paying attention to. We've got a majority of Native Americans saying they're worse off financially than a year ago. 6 in 10 say they're worried about being able to afford food. 4 in 10 have skipped meals. I mean, that is something that data that we're fortunate to have, but really numbers that are shocking, and we've got to pay attention to them.
And finally, where can listeners find more information about your polls and dig into the data themselves?
We try to make it all available and usable at copulsepoll.org.
Jace Woodrum, Senior Officer of Public Opinion Insights for the Colorado Health Foundation. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.